Good morning. It is 844 Galesburg's Morning News, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Tyler Bachman. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning as we start a brand new week. We've got a brand new executive director of the Galesburg Chamber of Commerce. Well, I guess not brand new. She's got herself established here. What, it's just about a month now?
Just a month, yep.
Jessica Linder joins us. Jessica, thanks for coming in. And well, first off, I guess congratulations on the position.
Thank you.
What kind of led you to Galesburg and what you're doing currently?
Yeah, well, the position was a big driver. But looking at positions around, Galesburg had a lot of draw because this community is one where I felt like I could see a lot of potential. The business community is really working hard and wants to see the whole entire community succeed. There's a lot of people who are putting time and effort and resources into Galesburg. And for me, that was a big draw, that it's a community that wants to work together.
Mm-hmm. Your background, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Morton, Illinois, from the area. I did my undergrad at DePaul University in Chicago. I graduated with a business degree in hospitality leadership. And then I relocated. I was up there for about 5 years, did some work up there. And then I worked abroad a little bit during that time as well. I worked with an organization called Global Brigades. So I was working abroad doing business development and small business consulting. And then when I did finally relocate back to Central Illinois, I came back to the Bloomington Normal area to work on my master's degree, which I'm just about finished with. Got some final points to put on my thesis, and then
we can help
there.
You with that.
Oh, good. I'll hand it to you.
Speak for yourself. Oh, yeah,
well, if you don't want to pass and actually get your master's, ask us for help.
Yeah. So this will be a memorable time of your life adjusting into this new position here and trying to finish up your master's and you know, keep everything going and new adventures, I guess, here.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. It's had a lot going over there, so it's similarly a lot of balls to juggle still. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about your vision for Galesburg and kind of the chamber's role in that.
Yeah. So one of the things that right now we're working on at the chamber is really figuring out how we fit in with all these other organizations that are doing a lot of work. So I've been having conversations with people from the partnership, from the Knox Galesburg Symphony, from the city, from working with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, obviously, who's kind of part of the chamber umbrella, with all those organizations to figure out, one, what's already going on? What are people already doing? And two, how can we support that? And what things can we kind of lead up? So is that going to be ways that we strengthen the business community? Are we going to need to really increase our programming to do that? Are there things that we can throw volunteers into and help other organizations? Some of it is, how can we let our business community work with the tourists that are coming in? How do we really draw tourists to our businesses? So right now it's really kind of feeling it out and figuring out what the vision is all around.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I suppose you'll, in your experience and in talking with others in similar positions, there's probably, when you come into a community, there are some things that are pretty much the same from one community to the next, and then other ones that are kind of peculiar to that spot, and you're learning those as you go, I guess, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every chamber has kind of their things that they do, their staples. Everybody's got their business after hours, their education seminars, kind of the staple things, their breakfast, you know, breakfast education, and we've got those. So now we're trying to figure out what our members really love and what they feel like we're missing. So we can fill in there.
Mm-hmm. And what they feel like we're doing that we don't need to be doing necessarily.
Or that kinda, too. Are there things that you feel like we're wasting money or time on? What should we toss out the door that you're not using?
Is that one of the hardest things, though? Because sometimes it becomes entrenched, well, this time of year, so we've done this every year, to go, maybe not. Probably, you know, maybe steps on some toes once in a while, which you hate to do, but I guess to go forward, sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like that in every organization, mm-hmm. right? So trying to figure out what's the best for the entire organization without stepping on too many of those toes.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Jessica Linder, she is the new executive director of the Galesburg Chamber of Commerce and a native of Morton. Of course, one of the things that they're well known for, the Pumpkin Festival has just become, it's just a huge event. And it's what's really interesting thing about Galesburg that a lot of communities around the area have had really successful events like that. Monmouth mm-hmm. with the Prime Beef Festival that just happened. Elmwood with the Strawberry Festival. With Toledo, the Rhubarb Festival. And we've had railroad days. It's gone through changes over there, but it's just never been able to really, I haven't found that niche, I guess, mm-hmm. to make it just like a really consistently big event.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you're right. Being from Morton, the Pumpkin Festival has been on my calendar for months. It's where I'll be this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see railroad days really boom like that. So our tourism director is also really invested in seeing railroad days really succeed. And we're trying to figure out how to make it more of a family event that members of the Galesburg community want to go to. So it's not just pulling people into town, but that if you live here in town or you're from here, it brings you back every year and you want to do this Galesburg thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, we're just on the back end of the Stearman fly-in.
Yeah.
So yeah, as you come in, it seems like, especially once you get to the warm weather months, once you get one event done, I mean, everything from the Balloon Fest to Taste of Galesburg mm-hmm. and on down the line, there are a lot of existing things, yeah. some of which the Chamber is involved in, others are, you know, groups outside of the Chamber, but I guess it all kind of comes back into the business climate of the community.
Yeah, it does, and it has a lot to do with which events the businesses want to support, which ones are getting that sponsorship, and that kind of really drives it. So they do have a lot of say in those events, and that's one of the reasons that we're looking to support those.
Talking with Jessica Linder, she's the executive director of the Galesburg Chamber of Commerce. This week is proclaimed by Governor Bruce Rauner. It's Illinois Chamber of Commerce Week. So I guess one of the things behind this is trying to get maybe people that have businesses that have been members in the past to get back on board, and maybe some that haven't, kind of trying to get them on board.
Yeah, for sure. And keep members that are currently with us on board as well. This is an incredible opportunity for the state of Illinois to really celebrate. There's over 400 chambers of commerce in Illinois, which is a lot. And many of them have been active for over 100 years. So they've been a long time. And we really want to use this week to celebrate the work that is being done all over the state, and the Illinois State Chamber of Commerce is doing as well. And hopefully to kind of encourage businesses in our community to join us and find kind of where they can fill in with the work we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Jessica, you mentioned your background up at DePaul, and you talked about your major. Was this directly what you were thinking, chamber of commerce type work, or what you studied could have branched off in a lot of different directions?
Well, it pairs a little bit better with my master's degree, which is in community and economic development. It's within political science. So those two degrees I was really trying to pair together for a job much like this, whether it be economic development or chamber of commerce or what have you, but something bringing together really that kind of tourism or hospitality, business environments of the communities with development. And so after that, it made a lot of sense.
Did you feel a comfortable fit from the first interview you had? Was this a long process to come here to Galesburg, or did it come together pretty quickly for you?
It was a couple months. Part of that being that I was out of the country for a month during the process. so that took a little longer, but it was really comfortable. Everybody has been very encouraging and very welcoming. My board especially has seen the benefit of my background, and it's been a very smooth transition from the world of hospitality and hotel management, because really that's what I'm doing. It's customer service, it's guest service, it's really interacting with our members. So it's been very smooth, and they saw that from the beginning.
You mentioned being abroad, doing some work abroad. Where'd you go?
I was in Peru.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I spent a month doing a little bit of research for my thesis, which is actually I'm writing about international tourism. And then I got some class credit there as well. Of course, did a week of the Machu Picchu kind of touristy stuff.
Jim, you can help because the Streaks played La Salle Peru last week, right?
is that a foreign country?
Yeah, talk about the Illinois River and no, that probably wouldn't help at all. Probably not.
Yeah, but so what is just we got a couple of minutes. What is most of us when we think of travel? Peru isn't the top of our list. Tell us what you learned down there.
Well, when I had been abroad before, I'd been in Panama. Mm-hmm. So I am really like the Latin world, the Spanish-speaking world. I learned Spanish living in Panama and working down there. So there was draw in that I would get to kind of use that skill again. And it was a totally new culture from Central America to South America. And I wanted to see that difference and see how different tourism is in the two regions as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got it firsthand.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Jessica Linder is the new executive director of the Galesburg Chamber of Commerce. And I suppose if anybody has suggestions on the direction they think you should take, just get a hold of you, right?
Absolutely. You can come on in, see our new offices. They're beautiful. We'd love to give you a little tour. Give me a call. Shoot me an email. I'm really looking to hear from as many people as possible in this kind of beginning phase as I figure out what's going on and what people are thinking.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Jessica, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Nice to meet you, and best of luck. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.